From Capital Analytics, I'm Abby Malone, and this is Invest Insights. Every week, we bring you perspectives, business advice, and more from the leading executives, entrepreneurs, and investors who are building, diversifying, and leading the way in the country's fastest-growing metro markets. Real leaders, real insights, right now. These are challenging times. The COVID-19 pandemic has tested our institutions, our businesses, and ourselves in ways many of us could have not predicted. When we started this podcast, we focused on crisis management as the pandemic raged. Season 2 was all about resilience in the face of uncertainty. And our new season will look at what has emerged as the dominating theme of the pandemic, transformation. From products and services and consumer relations to future plans and how these leaders themselves have personally transformed. We'll be going in depth to learn just how much our world has changed. Enjoy. I'm joined today by Michelle Kickline, the commissioner for Chester County, Pennsylvania. Michelle, thank you for being here.
Thank you. It's good to be here.
You know, this last year, while filled with many challenges stemming from the pandemic, 2020 also offered an opportunity to reevaluate priorities and address inefficiencies. With that in mind, how has the county transformed its thinking as pertains to its top priorities? And how is this reflected in the county budget for 2021? For example, has it affected any future capital improvements and infrastructure projects?
Sure. You know, the COVID crisis and its impact really has enhanced the need for county government to be more nimble and efficient in the future. Chester County already had a strong financial position going into the COVID crisis. We do have premier credit ratings, 3 AAA bond ratings from Moody's, Standard & Poor's, and Fitch. But the Board of Commissioners really has focused or is focusing in 2021 to sort of reinvent the way county government is, you know, dealing with the budget process.
Interesting.
For instance, we're asking all our county departments to base their budget on what they really need. And we're going to be holding our departments accountable for performance results, for improving outcomes, and trying to, you know, fund those departments based on their performance results and outcomes. And, you know, with regard to our infrastructure planning, one of the examples that we have is one of our buildings, or where most of our county administration offices are, was leased. And we have decided to purchase that. And, you know, looking ahead 10 years into the future, it's going to save our taxpayers about $16 million. We're also going to be looking at our current building structures of the buildings that we do own. And we really have had some great success with employees working remotely. And we're going to look at our space for the future and really assess, do we need all these buildings? Do we need this large space? And, you know, how can we be more effective in the future that way?
Interesting. You know, with the last year heavily focused on creating and facilitating COVID testing sites, and now we're seeing the facilitation of vaccine sites and distributing the vaccine, how do you believe that the county's focus on public health care has transformed for the long-term future due to these experiences?
You know, we're fortunate here in Chester County. In Pennsylvania, most counties do not have their own health department. And we're one of only 6 that has one. So we were really, you know, out of the box. I think we were ahead of the game with that. But what I've noticed as an elected official, and I think, you know, most of our citizens are realizing, is that many areas in life involve healthcare. We used to always think about, oh, it's going to the doctor. But now we're realizing that our health outreach affects our businesses, our schools. So I think this is going to be here to stay. And I see, you know, health departments, whether it's on the local level or all the way up to the federal level, having greater importance going into the future.
How is Chester County implementing technology to further transform and strengthen the residents' relationship to local governance?
Well, you know, it was interesting. Before we got on here, you mentioned we're in the middle of a big snowstorm. But one of the things today, normally we would have had, we did close our buildings, but normally we would not have held our public meeting. where, you know, we have the public in the room and we talk about our budgeting and contracts and all sorts of issues. But because of our increased use of Zoom and WebEx meetings, we were actually able to hold our public meeting, and our citizens are able to call in and comment. And I think it's really, you know, in some ways, as difficult as this past year has been for so many people, I can only imagine if this pandemic had occurred 20 years ago without this technology. I think it's really going to be changing the way we serve our citizens in the future.
The initiative Restore Chester County is not only helping the local economy begin to recover from the hardships of the pandemic, but also evolve and strengthen the business community. Can you tell us a little bit more about the program and what it's intended to do throughout the course of 2021?
Sure. Well, when the pandemic started, we realized that it was going beyond a few weeks. We started to see some really severe impacts to all sorts of businesses. So very early on, we started a COVID-19 business task force. And that task force recommended this Restore Chesco initiative. And initially, it was focusing just on the short term. You know, how can we sort of band-aid getting through the pandemic? But now it's pivoted and it's looking towards what I call medium and long-term recovery strategies. What Restore Chesco actually, you know, tracks is, for instance, in April of last year, our unemployment in Chester County surged to 12%. Now, I think in part because of the resiliency of our county and some of these efforts, we've gone back down. In November, we were at 4.4% wow. unemployment rate. And in Pennsylvania, they're at 6.6% unemployment. So some of the things that the Restore Chesco does, it provides an online resource, not only to all of our business sectors, but to residents. And, you know, how can they safely navigate the COVID-19? We have 21 industry sectors that are addressed in Restore Chesco. And another example of what it's done is in May of last year, we allocated $5 million in what we call Main Street Preservation Grants that went out to 250 businesses that were vetted through this program. And in December, we allocated another $10 million, and we're just about to announce the recipients of that source of Main Street grant funding.
Wow, that's pretty significant. How has that impacted the local businesses?
I think it's been, you know, it's really enabled a lot of the industry sectors that have been hit to, you know, make it through. And, you know, as I noted, you know, the unemployment rate seems to be going down. And I'm hopeful now with this vaccine rollout that we're really going to be turning the corner, you know, in the next business quarter.
Yeah, confidence has definitely been key. Mm-hmm. You know, we talked a lot about transformation this past year. It's a very transformative year. I wanted to ask you personally, what is it like to be a leader of Chester County? What are the transformations that you've personally experienced?
Well, you know, it's been really, I think on a personal and a professional level, this has been really an extraordinary year. I have been, you know, struck, I think, by the resilience of our community, the dedication of our staff at the county level, how hardworking they've been throughout this. And to me, as a person, that's really been both humbling and inspiring. I think it, you know, for all of us, I think we've all had an opportunity to, you know, focus on what is really truly important to us in terms of, you know, our personal values. And you know, I have to admit, I have enjoyed game time with my kids and, you know, just little things like taking walks with a dog. But I am very grateful for the ability that we've had to, you know, connect with the public, even as restricted as we've all been. It's really been a tremendous experience this past year.
You have been listening to Invest Insights. Be sure to follow, rate, and review this podcast to hear more. I'm Abby Malone. Thank you for tuning in.